This is the national public broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Or will push everything, every other important issue off the desk if it hurts their money. They just want to keep the money coming, big. And they are responsible for all the misery we are seeing now. Not only in the streets, but in our homes. They are responsible. This much damage could not be done to us if it was not for television. Television now brings what's happening from all over the world right into your living room. And you can't be there all the time. You don't know what your children's watching and what they're not watching. So you got corruption having free access, free entry. And that's bad. And what are you going to do? You can't go crazy. I know I won't. I insist upon being sane and reasonable. You can't go crazy and say, hey, I'll beat you to death if you keep watching that. No, you can't do that. So they insist that they're going to watch that stuff, and the teenagers, they're going to school. You can't beat them to death. You can just keep talking to them and try to reason with them. That's all you can do. And some of us, we do that, and we lose them. They go out of our house. Pretty soon, they don't want to stay with us because we irritate them.
Yeah, that's right.
So they want to stay with somebody else. So they leave us and go stay with somebody else.
Right.
And pretty soon, we find out that they have left the life,
yeah,
the good life.
Right.
And they have joined those who waste life,
right,
destroy life. But we only can do our best and have faith that eventually good wins out. Eventually, God takes over.
Yes.
We can only go so far with Satan. And after a while, God will say, I will take charge of this matter. And then God brings his judgment. And the whole world begins to change. People on high that tolerated the abuse of freedom. Freedom to make money at any cost. Freedom to take over the culture.
Yeah.
And make it nothing but a culture for dollars. A culture to produce dollars. Yes? That's almost what our culture is now in the streets.
Right.
And on television. It's a culture to produce dollars. But there come a time eventually that the high ups in government, the high ups in church, in church life, and for us, religion, our Muslim life, the high ups get fed up too. God put in them the spirit. Say, hey, this has gone too far.
That's right. All right.
It has to be checked. So high up in religion, in Christianity, I mean world Christianity, Christianity not just here in America, Christianity in Europe, Christianity everywhere, the high ups, they meet and they say, hey, something got to be done about this. It's got to be checked. It's gone too far. And they express themselves and high ups in government hear of their concern. And those that have the same fear and the same concern in high places in government, they meet with those of the religious establishment.
Right.
Now, I'm talking as though this is something that could happen.
Yeah, come on. Right.
Or something that has happened.
Yes.
But really, what I'm viewing in my mind right now is what's happening at this particular time.
All right. Yes, sir. All right.
So don't think that everything is lost.
Mm-hmm.
No. We have people in high government positions and people in high religious positions, church position, mosque position, synagogue position. We have people in high places with influence,
yes,
And with money.
That's right.
And power.
Yes.
We have people who have looked at this ugly scene, this ugly life scene, and the public just going to the graveyard.
Yes. Right.
And they have said, let them go on their own. But we have to stop those who are profiting on their bad behavior. So privileges that have been given, immoral money makers, is being taken away from them.
Right.
And it won't be long. I think you can see the sign of it in the movie theaters now. You're getting movies that's coming out that's addressing moral issues.
Yes.
More movies are coming out now that address moral issues. More movies that are coming out now that address the forces of good and evil.
Yes.
How they are in conflict and in battle with each other.
Yes.
More movies are coming out that tells us that the influence of those persons or people in high places are reaching even the industry, the movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see it much or hear it much in the record business, recording industry for records and songs and stuff like that, music. We don't see it much, but it's there. It's coming. It's growing there too. And pretty soon, the rapper, don't you know we have good rappers? They're good rappers. There are plenty of good rappers. But you don't see them. You didn't see them in that period. They're still on us, but it's going away. It's a thing of the past.
Right.
That spirit when the vulgar guy is welcome.
Right.
The nasty mouth guy is welcome.
Right.
And the clean mouth guy, we don't want you.
Right.
There's nothing for you to do.
Yeah.
Why don't you go back and get it together again? You know? Nothing for him. And he really got was helps. He got medicine and healing and sweet stuff and good stuff. And the other guy got poison. That's all he got, poison. Drugs in the form of music and song. That's what he got. The time is changing. It's time for reform. Now, you who are Muslims in the audience, and remember the days of the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and there are many of you who never became Muslims, but you appreciated the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's work for the black people,
or
for the African Americans. Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if I would describe him in just one statement, I would say he was a man who wanted to dignify the life of his people. And that kind of work, when you look at the whole life and you want to make it more respectful, more respectable, and more respectful, you are looking at it with the eyes of a reformer. You want to reform the life. You remember Carter G. Woodson?
Yes, sir.
We celebrate him every February, Black History Month.
Right.
He wrote a book challenging us to take on the responsibility ourselves for educating our children.
Right.
And he said, he took the position that the way we were being educated by the public system was really miseducation. Miseducation. And he was correct. It has changed a lot since his time. A lot. In fact, it's completely new scene. It's not the same scene that Carter G. Woodson was looking at. But it still has a long ways to go yet.
Right.
It still needs more reforming. And I'm not saying this It's the educators and the conscious teachers, and also higher education and the institutions of higher education. They are saying it also, that we have to reform our system of education.
Right.
The textbooks,
right.
They still need more correction and more corrections and our reforming. We need to form the way they are composed or the way the writers perceive knowledge and education.
Mm-hmm.
So the time is here, and it's going to bring about a good change for the better.
Yes.
And I'm optimistic. I see a good future coming. I think the sickness has reached its course, and a healing time is here. Yes, the healing time is here, and life is going to be beautiful. Also, I want to say to the young people here in the audience that we have to reform the way we see old people. You know, human progress on this earth has been made more and better because the old folks deposited what they had of value from their learning and experiences into the ears and heads of the young. And during that period of time, behind us, a long ways behind us, some of us still do it, but very few. During that period of time, youngsters didn't look at old people and say, oh, I have nothing to do with them, and they have nothing to do with me. No. They felt a strong bond, child and adult. A strong bond. They felt a dependency.
Right.
And even the rebellious ones, those that were of bad behavior, they had some respect for elders,
right.
Some respect for senior citizens, some respect for old folks. But all of that was destroyed too with this new popular culture that took over. Yes? All that was lost. Also, adults, you have to reform the way you see the young people.
Right.
I hear them saying, oh, well, you know, they're just young. And they don't add, and they don't know. You stop doing that. But I remember the time when you said, "Boy." Oh, they just young, they don't know. They have learned so much, you don't say they don't know anymore. You know, they know more than the average one of us, that's for sure. Especially about this world and life out there. Yes. But we have to change the way we look. We have to change and reform. Change, reform, same. We have to reform the way we look at the youngsters. We shouldn't look at them and say, oh, they're young, and they're just caught up in that young life, and I hope they survive it, you know. You can't look at them like that. You got to look at them and say, if all of them go bad, we all are going to become extinct.
That's it. All right.
Because our future is in our children. And the good life and good spirit that God put in human life, human nature, had us wanting to deposit the best of ourselves as we see ourselves getting more and more away from the energetic life, getting near to retirement. An urge came over us to share with our children, with the young, what we got, so that they will have more to work with for their future.
Right. Yes, sir.
So we have to start looking at them like that again. We have to look at our children, our grandchildren. The Imam Donnell Kareem, he mentioned that I'm a grandfather. Rafa, I'm a great grandfather. I got great grandchildren. Yeah. And you see how it's supposed to go?
Yeah.
Rafa?
Oh, yes.
See, you have a father, then you have a grandfather. And then you have great grandfather.
That's right.
See, it's supposed to get improved. Huh?
Yes, sir.
as the family line grows, you're supposed to be achieving more.
Yes,
so now he produced me. He's a father.
Right.
Now he produced me, and I produced a child from him,
yes.
from his line.
That's right.
Now he's a grandfather.
Yes.
Grand.
Yes.
They try to make me feel uncomfortable. Say, hey, are you his grandfather? Talking about my young son. He's my son. You're his grandfather, aren't you? I say, yes, I'm his grandfather, and he's my grandson. Now, it's something when you become a great-granddaddy. Not only grand, you're great. So, appreciating life, that's where it all starts. Man, when God made him on this earth, he thought about himself and he thought about the world all about him. And he realized that there was more in the world than he could possibly use. There was just too much out there for him. He didn't have an appetite to use everything out there. So it made him wonder, why have I been put in a world like this to think and understand and be free to benefit from all of this beauty and all of this wealth and goods that's out here? And he started to reflect, and he came up with the idea that that couldn't have happened unless somebody was over it and cared about life.
Yes.
God.
Yes,
God. And we know that the ancient and those of medieval times and those around us here right now, those conscious people and teachers in religion, they say the first bond you should have is with God. And they say never break that bond.
Yes.
Form a tie, a relationship with God.
Yes.
And never break it. That's the key to survival and good life on this planet Earth.
Yeah.
So they told us that. And some of us, we don't want to hear anything. I was speaking once, and a young lady, she's not young anymore, but she was young then. She said, will you stop talking? I don't want to think. I don't want to think.
Yeah.
Now, she was a little bit conscious. Yes, yeah, she was.
Yes, sir.
Because she knew that I was making her think.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Now they have regressed and gone so far away from intelligent human life,
yeah,
that they don't even, you don't bother. They don't even know you're talking. While you're talking, they're chewing, popping gum. Or shaking the booty. They don't hear a thing you're saying. Can't hear a thing you're saying. Now that's dead, isn't it? Yeah, moral death. Spiritual and moral death. Yes. So another thing, you know, we should see our youngsters doing well and let everybody know they exist. Because those who want to use us and make money on our bad behavior,
yes,
they are going to find the bad guy and the bad girl, and they're going to make sure that they are known. So what is that doing to our good youngsters? It's making them wonder. I don't do those things. And look at them hugging that bad guy. And they, come here, honey. I still love you just like you are. Give me a hug. And the good guy looking at that, right? The good son or good friend looking at that and saying, "Hey, I'm living right, and I don't get no attention."
Yes.
And there he's notoriously bad, and he's getting all the attention. We have to reverse that. We have to stop that. We have to start recognizing the good child. Let the good child come up here and speak. Yes. And that'll help the good child, and eventually it'll tell the bad child, "You got to get popular another way." You know, a lot of them are bad just because they know it's popular to be bad. We can change all that. Another area we need to look at is the way we see the city, the public facilities, the sidewalk outside the house, the curb in the streets in front of your house, the lawn, the walk you take to go to the door, the walk you take through the park, the vehicle, the public vehicle you ride on, the bus, the train, whatever. We have to perceive it differently.
Yes.
These things belong to all of us.
All right. Yes, sir.
You have the ghost of the plantation in you. The ghost of the plantation say, "This is a white man's. The white man's street. He owned this street. White man owned this sidewalk.
Yeah.
Let me dirt it up. Let me trash it. Let me spit on it. Let me break out a window."
Yes, sir.
Become destructive, and we destroy our environment.
That's right.
We make ugly our own environment that we're living in.
Right.
And an ugly environment makes your spirit ugly. It either kills the spirit or makes it ugly. Or it makes the spirit run out from that environment. It's going to affect you one way or the other. You're going to rebel against it and get away from it, which a lot of people do because they can afford to. They can afford to go out of that area. They go out of that area and move to a place where people are respecting intelligent behavior more, intelligent life more. Yes? But most of us don't move out. We don't have the money to move out.
Right.
We stay in that area, and the area sometimes corrupt us.
Mm-hmm.
Just the environment will corrupt you. You're waking up in an ugly, filthy, trashy environment.
Come on.
It will corrupt you. Or it will take your spirit, your positive spirit, away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll become unconscious, not caring anymore. You give up. I've heard some say, I can't handle all this. I had to throw up my hands. Now I see it and I just walk right by it. Too much for them. It overwhelmed their spirit to stay straight. Yes. So you want a good spirit. You want to feel good inside. You want to feel like going to work. Make that environment pretty. Pretty up your environment. Parents used to insist that a child keep the toys where the toys belong.
Right. Come on.
Put your clothes up.
Yeah.
Put the dirty clothes where they go.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You used to insist upon these things. That's the natural spirit. That's the spirit in life, the original spirit in life that God created human beings with.
Yeah.
The original spirit wants to see order and beauty.
Yes.
And life thrives on order and beauty. So we would get up and make up our beds, mm-hmm. put our shoes together,
yes.
right shoe with left shoe.
Yes.
Now we just throw them around.
That's right.
That burdens life. Now you have to go. You got to go. You got to go out to a date or go out to school or whatever. You got to find your shoe.
Yeah.
You got a certain shoe, pair of shoes you want to wear.
Yeah.
So you got to find your shoe. You go crazy and start sweat little beads of sweat buck on your head, trying to find your shoe.
Yeah.
Now look how you torturing your life.
Yeah.
Let us go back to the old. Let us reform.
Yeah.
Reform means do it again.
Right.
Form all over.
Yeah.
Let us reform ourselves. And put those shoes together, life, right shoe with left shoe,
yeah.
and put them where they're supposed to go, under the bed, or wherever they're supposed to go, so they'll be ready for you when you need them. Do that,
yeah.
and everything else that you have to use.
Yeah.
You know, we have a saying in religion that even a child is going to be made accountable on Judgment Day.
That's right.
And God's going to ask the child, how did you treat the properties that your parents put in your possession? So that means, how did you treat your clothes? How did you treat your shoes and socks, huh? How did you treat your toys? How did you treat your books? Huh? Did you treat those things with respect? If you didn't, the judgment is going to fall even on a child.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Child going to fall in hellfire. I saw one fall already.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did. Like a falling star.
Yes.
And down into the flames of consuming passions
That's right.
that take life to hell.
Right.
We appreciate you tuning in on us. We are happy on all occasions to address our audience. And we hope that in some way we benefit the living. And I think if the living are benefited, the dead will feel it.
Yes.
So we pray that more of the living will grow in the good life that God created us for and prosper in the good way. Don't be afraid to think big. As long as you're thinking right.
Yeah.
Don't think small.
Yeah.
Because thinking is what profits human life.
Right.
And thinking, God says, with Him in mind, is the most productive of all thinking or all thought.
Right.
Thinking with Him in mind. So let us keep God in mind as we think ourselves into a better life and reform our attitudes, reform our understanding, our perception, our thinking, reform everything that's in the way of us having the life that we know is good for us. And may God keep us always and have a good year. We greet our radio audience with peace. Assalamu alaikum.
On the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, all right. Ministry of W.D. Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.